Thank you very much. It's my pleasure and honor to be here. For those of you who don't know, I am not Dr. Garth Graham, though he does send his greetings and his apologies for not being here with you today. I'm going to talk for just a couple of minutes on integration of health equity. This is really an important conversation, and I don't want to spend all of my few minutes talking about an initiative that the Office of Minority Health has, but I want to talk about the initiative in the context of integration. For many, many years, we've talked about integration. In fact, there's a resurgence of the whole concept of integration again. And this time, we have to succeed. I think we're in a period of time when we are hopeful about change and change in healthcare. And so we have to talk about integration in a whole new way. The question is, what is integration? What are we talking about? We've talked about communities, community organizations being the front players in terms of integration, but there is integration at other levels as well. And so I found this interesting definition that I've adapted, but integration is the act of combining or blending or fusing systems or subsystems so that they work better together and form an effective whole. So we're not talking about adding things, we're talking about bringing things together in a whole new way. The question is, do we integrate or do we not integrate? And for those of you who don't see the answer is there is no choice. We have to integrate. The continued disparities in health, as Dr. Auerbach mentioned, the fact that communities are being impacted by health disparities, the fact that we have a broader American healthcare problem, all of these things, limited resources, lack of assets, all of these things are forcing us to think differently and creatively about health and how we're going to eliminate health disparities. No one organization or no group of individuals can do it by themselves, so we are at a point of addressing integration in a different way. We have to consider how we're going to integrate if we're going to be successful. A couple of points I think are very, very important, and then I'll use these as a way of describing our initiative. But we have to talk about integration in terms of shared vision and shared goals. Having a set of common objectives, and how do you get there when you're talking about such a big issue as health disparities? Having a unifying architecture or infrastructure for doing so. If you don't have the infrastructure, the ability to do so, you're not going to have integration. Bottom line, we have to have the assets, individuals coming together to have those particular knowledge and areas that are going to help us address health equity, and longer term, anticipating and planning for challenges because they're going to come. I have just two very quick slides on the initiative that the Office of Minority Health has established, and we'll have a national plan soon, but we're not that smart. Several years ago, we were basically told we cannot continue to support the work of health disparities in this country by doing the same old thing. We need something new, a whole new movement for addressing health disparities. So we came up with this National Partnership for Action, and as good federal staff, we have an acronym, it's called the NPA. And the basic mission is really to improve the effectiveness of the collective work that we're all doing together. There are two important points that I want you to take away from this as we transition to talking about integration. The first is, this is really about mobilization. That's all it is. It's an umbrella strategy to get people mobilized at all levels of engagement. There are three components, very simple. A national plan for action, as Dr. Koh mentioned, will be released very soon. Regional blueprints, and these are blueprints that are intended to help states and communities that are more alike to understand how they can take action more related to their work. And I will say that we also have a plan for a tribal blueprint specific to tribal governments, an LGBT blueprint for disability, people with disabilities. So there are different types of emphasis on these activities so we can drive action. And the last is this whole concept of initiatives and campaigns. The long story short here is we can no longer support individual campaigns about the same kinds of things. We have to bring our resources together to do a different job. Now, I'm going to try to take this NPA and put it into this framework of integration. This National Partnership for Action is really about horizontal and vertical integration. And when I say horizontal, it can be sector specific, so the federal sector. It can be national, it can be regional, it can be multiple levels, but it is integration across entities and organizations. And then vertical integration, and there are all kinds of examples. And one example that I put before you is around minority health infrastructure in this country. Long story short, we have the Federal Office of Minority Health, we have state offices of minority health, and in the case of states like Ohio, you also have local offices of minority health. All of these different levels can be working together to address health disparities in a more complete, more holistic way. Now this is a jump, so follow along with me. So we talked about what integration is. We've talked about very briefly what this National Partnership for Action is. The question is, can federal entities or agencies really work at integration? We don't think about integration. Federal agencies put money out and ask organizations to come together, to work together. But what people told us is if we're going to change health equity, if we're going to impact communities in this country, the federal sector has to work differently together, a different form of integration. So we established this body called the Federal Interagency Health Equity Team, and again, lovingly, we call it the FIHET. The FIHET has two basic functions. One is to look for opportunities to address collaboration and partnership. They're not just going to show up. We have to be able to identify them. The second is really to provide cross-sector leadership on health disparities and health equity by looking at how we can actually support and drive actions regionally, statewide, and locally. And also, we do have a separate structure for tribal governments. This is just a show and tell. Now, if any of you have tried to do integration, the more organizations you have at the table, the more difficult it is. This is just an example of how rich of an opportunity this is. We have every single part of the Department of Health and Human Services working with us, and then the list goes down the line. Agriculture, commerce, labor, they're all in it. They come every single month. We've been meeting for 2 years, and now we're turning to implementation of a more collective and collaborative federal activity to integrate. Very quickly, very simple goals. You have to be simple. Uniting around a national message, there can be a national message, collaborating on common goals, leveraging assets. We all have very limited budgets and are not going to have expanded resources. So how can HUD, how can transportation, how can education, how can we all work differently together to address the needs of the communities that we're already serving, but not in a complete way? So, using the little model that I presented earlier of shared vision, common purpose, those particular pieces, what are we trying to do in the federal sector? So, very simply, end health disparities. Not reduce them, but end health disparities. And also improve the effectiveness of our programs. What is our common purpose? There are five very specific goals that we're trying to work on. And this is not just for the federal sector. I'm only talking about the horizontal integration of these particular pieces. But we're looking at awareness. If you don't know that a problem exists, you can't fix it. Leadership. We know that there are leaders in all levels of engagement that have not yet become involved in health disparities. We're looking for those leaders and trying to provide the capacity building support to get that done. Health and life system experience. This is really what we get at the social determinants of health. It's no longer just do we have access to quality health care, but the other half of that is are we assuring that all of our children have a quality education? Are they graduating from high school? Do we know that seniors or older adults have the type of care that they need? So it's the broader dynamic of how people live and their lives as well. Cultural linguistic competency. I don't have to say much about this, but the long and short of it is we have to have a diverse, well-qualified workforce that is focused on providing cultural linguistic and competent care. And then last but not least, we need to make sure that we have the data necessary to provide and support the services that we need to have. Unifying purpose. We have 12 different federal departments working together to address health equity. It has never happened before. We have to be able to succeed. And our goal is, in the next couple of months, is to have 15 different federal departments working together on health equity. Knowledge and assets. None of us have the full wealth of knowledge that we need to have. Bringing together housing, labor, education, that brings all of our pieces together and informs our collective work. And then last but not least, anticipating and planning for challenges. I'm going to wrap up by saying this. Any of you who work in bureaucracy understand that there will be challenges, whether it's different laws, whether it's regulatory requirements, whether it's reporting, whether it's the budget cycles that don't quite jive. We have to be able to get beyond those particular barriers. We know that we only have one option, and that's to integrate. Thank you so very much.